Good Saturday morning, guys, and welcome to Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Corwin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty, Lowcountry Group in North Charleston, beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir, you, ma'am, are in for a treat because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We're legacy building. That is what we do. So while you're out doing what are major moves for your family, when you're buying that house, starting that business, setting yourself up financially for a better future, setting up that retirement plan, setting up that estate, succession plan, all those things, guys, that's what you're doing, your legacy building. So we want you to put a hashtag on that and share that with people. So you can find us on social media, Facebook. Yes. Yeah. YouTube, Exit Strategies Radio Show. Please check us out. Guys, you can catch our podcast right here on WJNIGospel.com. Also on oldschool921.com. Yes, you can get us there. Guys, hit podcast, Exit Strategy Radio Show. Please, please share the content. The message sometimes that we talk about today may be for you. It may be for somebody else that you know. It may be a word of encouragement. It may be a word of advice. Whichever way, please feel free to share it with those that you know, those that you don't, because sometimes you'll be helping angels unaware, as the word teaches and tells us, all right? So today, first and foremost, I want to give some shout outs. You know, our loyal listeners, I'm always, you know, extremely humbled and surprised is when sometimes we encounter folks, they say, well, we've been listening to your show for X amount of weeks or of a long time or forever or what have you. So I always got to give a shout out to Elder Vanderbilt Evan Senior. I got to put that senior on that thing now because he won't talk to me if I don't put the senior on there. He won't sign. He won't do nothing if I ain't got senior on there right. All right. So look, you always got to give a shout out to him and his wonderful wife, Elder Sandra Evans. They are by God's own heart, awesome people. I've always said that you can't pick up the phone and talk to one of them without leaving with a spirit over you. I just can't, in a good spirit. Let me be clear in that. I just cannot say that any differently and any better than that. Shout out to Sister Beverly Mahomes, who gave us a call after listening to last week's show. Says she listens faithfully. And I'm very, very humble by that. I always got to give a shout out to Sister Flo McKellar, Mac's wife, and the Mac himself, Prime Cuss. Guys, y'all need y'all lawn taken care of. Look here, Mac is that guy. He is everywhere. His crews are one place and he is somewhere else. He that's just him. He just loves being outside, loves making yards look beautiful. And guys, you guys should give them a call. Press Prime Cuts of Charleston for your commercial as well as your residential needs. He is the guy. That's what he does. All right. So, hey, look, I also got to give a shout out to my barber. He keeps me right. Look, had to rush in and see him this week. Now, some of y'all see him be like, Corwin, look here, man, you bald. You right. But hey, look here, I got to get him to shave it and I got to get him to get the beard clip right. So I got to give a shout out to my man P over at Against the Grain up on Ashley Frustrate. Y'all know it as well as I do. Don't y'all laugh at me. Ashley Frustrate. It ain't phosphate. It's Frustrate. That's what it does. All right. But look here, the whole crew up there is an awesome, awesome, awesome shop, awesome experience. Guys, got to give a shout out to them and what they do up there to take care of their people. If you guys are passing by, passing through, please dap my man P up there and the rest of the crew. Again, need a cut, set an appointment to get you in and out. And your boy got a hot and a tight schedule. So they get your boy in and they get your boy out. All right. So I love that. Look here. It's like having, That's their ministry now. So look here, y'all don't mess with me too much with this, but y'all know how it is. Some of y'all on football Sunday go to church and the whole time y'all looking at the pastor in the pulpit and looking at your watch and think about what kickoff is. And look here, some of the pastors, you know, they look and be like, all right, well, look here, let's get you out so I can get you home by the time kickoff happened. Let me get you a good word and let me get it in a timely fashion. And I get it. But look here, when you trying to take care of your business and you got a long list of things to do. You can sit in the chair, get your hair done right, get your cut sharp, and get back out, guys. That is impressive and always, always appreciated. So definitely give them fellas a holler up there at Against the Grain up on Ashley Phosphate. Hey, look, today's show, today, look here, we're setting up. We're going to kind of take you guys on a roll here pretty soon. I want to give you some statistical information on today's show. I want to continue to talk about programs and options and things. You know, I just had a call not too long ago with one of my counterparts, colleague. We've been around each other, seem to be kindred spirits for a number of years. And, we're going to get him in here pretty soon to talk with you about what he's doing and where he's doing it at and what he can provide and bring to the table to help you that may be seeking to be homeowners. So we definitely are excited about that as an option and opportunity. But we don't want to be remiss, because there's other people kind of that are always looking and saying, well, hey, I may not be able to, I don't think I can, what you have for me. So the programs and stuff, and I just participated in this past week a call with a group of housing professionals who are putting together or finalizing a program to really encourage, teach, train you all, or give you the tools to train yourselves on financial literacy and budgeting and other things that are necessary for you to be successful. And I'm so excited about it. So I'm anxious, because we're planning to bring some of those partners in to talk about how this program is going to work, how it's going to be implemented, and most importantly, how it's going to serve our community. You know, the thing is, you know, guys, everyone can tell you about what they're doing, but most of the time they don't know what's going on at the table because they're not there. So we want to make sure that we're always at the table, and we always want to invite you to the table to understand what is going on, what is happening, what is available to you, so you in turn can be an informed consumer and not be someone who is cattle driven wherever. Guys, we got to stop following the masses, and we got to understand what the masses are doing. Does that make sense? So we got to make sure we understand what our options are, and in turn, seek counsel, if you will, in the things that we can do, so that way we can do those things better and best for us, and not just follow the crowd or follow the masses and realize at some point in time that's not the direction that we should have went. So let's start with some statistical information for today, and I'm going to drop some nuggets on you. None of what I'm going to drop on you, as I've told you in times past, is for your detriment. It's not for your, it's not to create any type of anxiety, any type of, you know, feelings of dismay. It's not meant for any of that. It's basically meant and solely meant to give you information. Oftentimes people give you their opinion, but they do not, they do not give you information so you can form your own opinion. Fair enough. So let's start first and foremost with kind of what the trend has been. So the last time I gave you guys statistical information, we were running from March numbers. We're now at the very, very, very end of May. And I got to say, happy Memorial Day. I hope you guys have a safe and enjoyable Memorial Day weekend. And we want to be a part of that and start right this moment and give you some good, useful information. So let's start first and foremost with properties in the days on market. So as we are continuing to see a decline, is it rapid? No, but it is a steady decline in the number of days, median days that a home is on market. The average days on market is also down. And understand there's two different numbers we're talking about. Again, average and median. Median is when you take 500 numbers, random numbers, whichever numbers in the middle of that, if you line them in succession. So that doesn't mean that's an average, then where all the numbers are put together, then divided by the number of the numbers, if you will, and in turn, an average is met. I need you to go back. Some of y'all got to go a little bit further back than others, but I need you to go back to school when you learn averages and medians, things of that nature, because again, this is different. So the average days on market, again, are declining. However, it is not a steep descent. it has been a somewhat gradual descent over the past few months. So our April numbers have the average days on market of just under 30 days. So at 28 days from our April numbers. Again, we're at the end of May, so we'll see May numbers in the next week or so. But again, it's been a decline, but nonetheless, it's not a complete bottom out. It's not like it went straight down for 1 month, if you will, to another. So average days on market are just under a month. So that gives you insight as to one, homes still are not lasting long. They're not lasting long, all right? Month's supply of inventory, that's another number that is very, very important. Now, I'm gonna be very direct about this and tell you that, the last time we had this conversation on numbers, we were sitting at usually somewhere around 3.5, 4, 4.5 weeks of inventory, typically. And by that, if you do not add any more houses to the market and houses continue to sell at the same rate and pace that they have been selling, how long does it take for all the homes to go away? That is what supply of inventory is in reference to. That's how you calculate that. So for all of our listeners, let's be very frank, let's be very real. Supply of inventory is still under a month. So we're roughly at about three and a half weeks of inventory. Again, if nothing else comes on, which is not a healthy market per se, what you're seeing as a product of it is increasing pricing, because pricing is gradually and continuously going up. What you're also seeing are bidding wars, or multiple offers. Let's not call them bidding wars, because the reality is that, you know, it's a process. So you're seeing multiple offers on homes. And then along with that, you're seeing less concessions being offered. Does that mean that there are no concessions? Nah, it just means that less concessions being offered. So again, don't follow the masses on that, guys. Listen to the professionals. So, hey, look, we've quickly come up on my first break here. So I want you to pause right there, and we're gonna pick up with the number of homes on market here in a moment and then go from there. But guys, you are listening to Exit Strategies Radio Show. I'm your host, Colin J. Millett. I want you to flip that flapjack, you know, pull that shirt down, you know what we say. Tell your granny I'm coming by for them hotcakes with that cane patch shirt. So look here, I need her to know that. Let her know, look, she got some cane patch, your boy coming through. So look here, y'all stay tight and we'll be right back. Hey, you wanna buy a house? No down payment, we got a solution. Please check out our website for more information for down payment assistance programs that may be available on any home that you wanna buy in South Carolina. That is nodownpaymentsc.com. Again, that is nodownpaymentsc.com. Please check it out. Get that information. Let's buy this house. nodownpaymentsc.com. That's nodownpaymentsc.com. You've been thinking about selling that home. You placed it on the market. It didn't sell. Maybe you have a home and you just need it gone today. I have an option for you. I need you to give me a call, 843-225-3759. We're paying cash for your home. Offers on the spot, closing quickly. Give me a call, 843-225-3759, or send us a text, 843-225-3759. And we are back, guys. Second segment, Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Corbin J. Millett, broker owner of Exit Realty, Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir, you, ma'am, are in for a treat, because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We're legacy building. That is what we do. So if you have not, you can find us on social media. You can catch our podcast on WJNIGospel.com or over on Old School 92. Yep, oldschool92.com. Guys, we are extremely excited about the message that we have been bringing to you all. Shout out to our listeners that listen to us out in Monkey's Corner. through Duck Ditch, as my boy John Gacy liked to call Goose Creek. Thank you guys so much for listening, for tuning in. For those of you in Latson, for those of you out in St. Stephens that are tuned in on our sister station out there, guys, thank you so much for being a part of the Exit Strategies Radio family. All right, so we're extremely excited. So before the break, we're kind of focusing on some statistics. So I want to kind of get through a couple, but then kind of get us back around very quickly to our programs that we have to offer. All right. So one, the number of homes on the market. All right. So you ain't gonna like this, but I mean, it is what it is. Here's the reality. The number of homes that are being sold are more than the number of homes at any given time that's on the market. All right. Some of you are asking, well, how is that the case? Well, the case is some homes come on the market, they go off the market within a short period of time. Some homes come on the market, they're still on the market for a slightly longer period of time. So our April numbers show that our inventory hovered around the 1600, right at 1700 unit mark. As far as homes, these are residential homes. This is not land or other classes of property. This is only residential properties, all sizes, all types, all numbers of bedrooms, all right? The number of closed sales for that time period was over 2,100. So there's roughly a 500 unit difference between the number of homes that sold in that month versus the number of homes that was on the market. Again, people ask, well, how was that the case? Well, hey, let me explain that. Homes come on the market, they go off the market within a few days. Those homes do not show as far as being on the market at the end of the month when the statistics are ran. So, but they do show us homes that have closed, or maybe may show us homes that have closed during that time period. All right. The also another thing to really understand is that the number of showings per listing is pretty steady. And by steady, many of you would think, well, house goes on market soon, goes under contract as soon as the first person sees it. Nah, they're usually being shown about somewhere between 14 to 15 times. As we've found or seen over the past few months since the beginning of the year. So our mark for the beginning of the year shows us at about 15 times, and we've kind of fluctuated between 15 and 14 times as an average, if you will, since this year came in. So a lot of people are getting out quickly, taking a look at a property, and then people are making their decisions obviously a lot faster. Our median sales price, guys, has increased. And, you know, again, understanding what median is, but it is a slight increase from a steady increase over the past few months. So if we go back to our January numbers, our median home price now is now up approximately 10% over the same, over the course of this year. And if I go back to our numbers from 2020, and many of you don't want to go back to that, so to speak, but if I go back to those numbers, then our median home price now is up roughly approximately 25%, which is a massive, a pretty substantial, let me not use massive as a word, but it's a pretty substantial increase. Now, our average home price in the Charleston region or Charleston area, guys, has also increased pretty steadily as well, from our January numbers to now, again, roughly a 10% or almost 10%, so about 7.5-8% increase over the course of this year. So the average home price is not going up as quickly. What does that mean? Well, that means that more homes at lower price ranges are selling than homes at higher ranges. Does that mean the homes at higher ranges are not selling? No, but more at slightly lower levels are selling, which is kind of slowing up that increase. So instead of the median price jumping as quickly, we're seeing a little bit less activity, if that makes sense to you all. So our average home price in the Charleston metro area is just shy of $500,000, currently $495,878 for our April numbers. So we need to understand what that means as a whole. The reason I'm giving and sharing this information for you is so that you all have an idea of, okay, this is what's going on when I approach home ownership, when I approach the market. I should not approach it, number one, with a woe is me attitude. Many people are sharing with you all a sense of hopelessness. The reality is that people are buying houses every day. This past month, matter of fact, the past several days, our team has ratified several new contracts. So people are buying houses. It's not, they're not. We're not, if you will, we're not giving our buyers nor our sellers a sense of hopelessness as it relates to them being able to succeed and win in this market. We do firmly believe that we can win in this market, that our buyers will, and they are successful in this market, winning bids, multiple offer situations, but also finding opportunities where some may not exist. So please don't give up hope. Please don't just be so narrowly focused into, well, I can't do this, that you don't do anything. That's one of the mistakes that many people make. They're so narrow-minded and focused in doing a particular thing a particular way that they miss the opportunity to accomplish the same or better by doing it slightly different with a slightly different approach. You know, you're at that old adage of your attitude determines your altitude is very, very, very true. It's very, very, very plain. This past week, I was you know, fortunate to be able to spend some time with the CEO of Exit Realty Corp International, which is the brand that I own an office or franchise with. And in turn, that time spent was all positive. It was all, hey, look, this is what's going on. Here's some ideas, here's some tips, here's some tricks, and basically encouragement. And what happens oftentimes is that whenever you do a thing, you know, it used to be this thing that we talk and we say, okay, you sit in church on Sunday, and when you leave out in the parking lot, quote unquote, and y'all, you know, y'all know what y'all say, but they say, yeah, they waiting for you as soon as you hit the parking lot. And we ain't gonna give, you know, too much credit to that. But what I wanna get to you and get across to you is that oftentimes when you go do a thing, when you're trying to get a thing accomplished, sometimes there's people along the way that will steal your joy. They will interfere with your blessing by stealing your joy or interrupting it. And the thing is, we have to learn to recognize that there are all types of things that become distractions. I was reminded, excuse me, in my memories this week, my Facebook memories this week of that. And one of those things that I was reminded of is that those things that are those distractions or those types of distractions, to be very frank and direct about it, are oftentimes built in. And we have to learn how to work around them or how to get around them and still move ourselves forward, you know, and not just find ourselves hung up, quote unquote, where we are, but in turn focus on where we want to be and figure out what maneuvers, what ways we can move in order to still reach there, reach that place. Again, not getting ourselves lost or otherwise caught up along the way. So I want to, this Memorial Day weekend, I want to kind of touch in with you also on our Home for Heroes program. My Home for Heroes program, guys, was designed and we're participating in a program that was designed by an agent, excuse me, out in Minneapolis, that after 9/11, as a way to give back to our first responders, our local community heroes, you know, the people that have to show up even when others don't go. You know, our military, our firefighters, our EMS, our law enforcement, our school teachers that are on the front line in these schools. We want to say thank you for what you do. You know, there's our motto is service deserves its rewards. In turn, we reward our heroes for their sacrifices through our business. And we do that in the form of a rebate. Our average hero receives a rebate of over $2,400. And we've expanded this within the medical field. So you're a medical university, you know, employee, hospital employee, you know, we have expanded it. We've chosen to include you in that because, to be frank about it, a hospital doesn't run without its support. if you work in the police department. The police department, law enforcement officers cannot do their job without support. Military, you're on the base, again, same thing. So I want you guys, we're expanding it and we're opening it up for you all over the course of this next month. We're Memorial Day weekend. We want to, again, remember those who sacrificed, who gave all. We also want to honor those who are yet giving. So we in turn ask that you all, if you are interested in buying and selling and you want more information about our Home for Heroes program, exitlowcountryheroes.com. Again, exitheroes.com. You can go there or you can call our office, 843-619-3005. If you don't know if you qualify for our Heroes program, call, ask to speak to one of our agents, and in turn, let them know, hey, I think I'm a local hero. Do I qualify for this program? And let's help you to take advantage of the opportunities that are available to you. All right. So guys, we've had a tremendous show. We have kind of set the tone and the pace for what is yet to come. I'm super excited. I got to bring my guy in. He has very high energy. So I'm excited about that. And also, you know, as we kind of crack open the opportunities that exist for some of you that are maybe housing participants or otherwise need help with budgeting and can benefit from some other assistance, we want to say stay tuned because we have some great things coming for you. Guys, this is my give back. This is what I do to serve our community. Exit Strategies Radio Show is my baby. And in turn, we want to make sure that we are nurturing you as well. All right. So as I always say in closing, guys, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'm going to see you guys out there in the streets.